Chopper, From the Inside, written by Mark Brandon Reed and read by Dave Ferguson. Belinda advises that this audiobook contains strong language and adult themes, which may be offensive to some listeners. I've been shot once, stabbed 7 times, had a claw hammer stuck in my skull, been run over, beaten unconscious and left for dead. Any one of those incidents could have killed me. But the time I came closest to dying didn't leave me with any scars at all, except maybe on my soul. I still dream about it sometimes. It's something I've never told anyone. It happened one night in 1977 when I went for a walk to the shops in South Yarra. I'd lived with murder contracts over my head for years. Most of the best crooks in Australia have wanted me dead. So I should have known better than to drop my guard and wander around the suburbs like a tourist. I was taken by total surprise. I was walking along the street when a man jumped out of his car and began to look at a road map on the bonnet. He had a torch on the map and looked puzzled. He called me over and asked if I knew where a certain street was. Not suspecting a thing, I looked at the map. He had a gun under the map. In the split second that I saw the barrel shining in the torchlight as he swung it up, I knew it was too late. He had it under my neck. Seconds later, I was in the boot of his Monaro, handcuffed. It is a matter of shame and embarrassment that I could have been so stupid to get captured so easily. I'd been put in the boot with an old trick. The abductor was a Melbourne criminal who I will not name. It's funny what you remember. He had the car cassette player on and was listening to Dean Martin's greatest hits. The music still makes me feel somber now. You can't imagine the terror. I can still almost taste the petrol and exhaust fumes I smelt on that ride. I could hear the tyres spread as we went over the tram tracks, presumably the ones in Toorak Road. I hadn't suspected for a moment that it could have been a setup, even though he was parked and waited for me to get near the car before he jumped out to look at the map. It was my fault. But I didn't give up hope. I vowed that would be my only mistake that night.